The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stepmiller. It is Friday, folks, 28th of May, 2010. On today's program, I've got a gal coming up. She's an activist named Brooke Kelly, and she refers to herself as being the Truth Fairy. And she's been active, I guess, in her own little yellow Mustang. I hope that's not the one that blew the engine out there in Phoenix, Arizona. But she was on with Jet Li, which does the program for Ernie Hancock on Fridays. And I'm just sitting there listening to the program, and everything's hunky-dory until we got around to the subject of immigration. And that's why I invited her on the program today. And there seems to be a little hysteria and a whole lot of racism going on. But is the racism coming from America, or is it coming from the Mexicans that are here illegally? Now, I'm going to give you a little background on this. So everybody understands what we're dealing with here. We're not dealing with a culture of people that gang rushed the border here and just want to come in here for jobs and, you know, to assimilate into this culture. It's not talking about assimilation. If you understand who is behind this and the money powers and what they're pushing, you would have a better understanding of it. Now, needless to say, one of our primary duties of our government, the federal government, was protection of its borders. Don't you see that it's kind of odd to go to a subway station in New York City to see people standing around with MP5s and dogs? They'll want to body scan you and cavity search you if they think it's necessary when you go to an airport. We've got cameras all over the country. We've got the governmental agencies snooping and pooping in our emails and our private lives. And for what? Since the inception of this, Ronnie Reagan later admitted he made a mistake by granting amnesty back in 1986, because what that did was turned on the green light. See, the traffic signal was still red on this side, but it gave the green light in Mexico for, hey, if you can get across the border, you can get to America, hey, land of opportunity, and, you know, they're not going to throw you out. And, by the way, while you're there and nothing else to do on a late Friday night, and you look at your mamacita, and, oh, my goodness, now we've got babies being born here. We got generations growing up in this country. And, folks, we are all immigrants, unless you're an American Indian. We all immigrated to this country from someplace else on God's green planet. The difference being that this is not about assimilation into this culture. The other people that immigrated to this country, they came through Ellis Island. They filled out the paperwork. The background checks were done to see if you were a criminal and if you could, you know the drill. But ever since NAFTA and GATT and the SPP, it has been a green light for anybody that can get to Mexico, and we're talking about OTMs as well, other than Mexicans, coming across this border. Now we have cartel drug gangs set up in every major city around the country. Oh, well, it must be because drugs are illegal and there's too much money to be made. Well, let's just legalize the drugs and the Mexicans. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm going to bring Brooke Kelly up here in a second, but I want to set this thing up so people understand where I'm coming from on this issue. Now, you remember several years ago, I think it was back in 06, back at about this time of the year, springtime out in Los Angeles. This was downtown Los Angeles, California. The scene was recreated in numerous other cities around the country with substantial Mexican populations. Hordes of Mexican expatriates, many here illegally, were protesting the very immigration laws that they were violating with impunity. They found it offensive and a violation of their rights, mind you, that the U.S. dared to have immigration laws to begin with. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa mounted the podium, but any hopes that he would quiet the crowds and defend the law were soon dashed. Villaraigosa himself has spent a lifetime opposing U.S. immigration law. Well, it should also be noted that Mr. Villaraigosa was a former member of MECHA, and we'll get around to that. Also, the Lieutenant Governor, Cruz Bustamante, also former MECHA member. You know, you want to know why Los Angeles is a sanctuary city? No, that's why. At any rate, this is what they say. Now, one of our greatest strengths in this country, folks, has always been taking in immigrants from cultures around the world and assimilating them into the country as Americans by being citizens of the U.S. We're Americans first and only in our national loyalties. Now, this is totally opposed by Mecha for the hordes of illegal immigrants pouring across our borders, to whom they say this: Chicano is our identity. It defines who we are as a people. It rejects the notion that we should assimilate into the Anglo-American melting pot. Aslan, and if you don't know what Aslan is, this is the territory that they claim that is theirs, and I'll get around to that issue as well. California, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, and any place else that they want to say that, oh, it's our ancestral homeland. Aslan was the legendary homeland as of the Aztecas. It became synonymous with the vast territories of the Southwest, brutally stolen from a Mexican people, marginalized and betrayed by the hostile custodians of our manifest destiny. And that was a statement on the University of Oregon Mecha website back in 06. Now, Mecha isn't at all shy about their goals or their views of other races. Their founding principles are contained in these words in El Plan Espiritual de Aslan, the spiritual plan for Aslan. In the spirit of the new people that is a conscious not only of its proud historical heritage, but also of brutal gringo invasion of our territories, we, the Chicanos, inhabit and and civilizers of the northern land of Aslan, from whence came our forefathers. And like I said, we'll get into that in a second. Reclaiming the land of their birth and consecrating the determination of our people of the sun, declare that the call of our blood is our power, our responsibility, and our inevitable destiny. Aslan belongs to those who plant the seeds, water the fields, and gather the crops, and not the foreign Europeans. We are bronze people with a bronze culture before the world, before all of North America, before all of our brothers in the bronze continent, they call it. We are a nation. We are a union of free pueblos. We are Aslan for La Raza Toto. Now, the closing sentence, the motto is chilling to everyone who values equal rights for all. It says, for the race, everything. Outside the race, nothing. Now, these are coming straight from the official Mecha websites at Georgetown University, University of Texas, UCLA, University of Michigan, University of Colorado, University of Oregon, and many other colleges and universities around the country. Now, Mecha and the La Raza movement teach the Colorado, California, Arizona, Texas, Utah, New Mexico, Oregon, and parts of Washington State make up the area known as Aslan, a fictional ancestral homeland of the Aztecs before Europeans arrived in North America. As such, it belongs to the followers of Mecha. These are the areas America should surrender to La Raza once enough immigrants, legal or illegal, doesn't matter, enter a claim as a majority as they did in Los Angeles. The current borders of the United States will simply be extinguished. Now, the plan is what is referred to as Reconquista, or reconquest of the Western United States. But it won't end with territorial occupation and secession. The final plan of La Raza movement includes the ethnic cleansing of Americans and Europeans, African and Asian descent, out of Aslan. As Miguel Perez of Cal State Northridge's Mecha chapter has been quoted as saying, the ultimate ideology is the liberation of Aslan. Communism would be the closest. Once Aslan is established, ethnic cleansing would commence. Non-Chicanos would have to be expelled. Opposition groups would be quashed because you have to keep power. Now, as I said before, former Mecha members included Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa, who was officially endorsed by La Raza for mayor and was awarded La Raza's, and I can't pronounce this word because, you know what, that's not my primary or even my secondary language, and I'm here in Texas. Down here in Texas, we speak English. See? Now we know why he refuses to condemn the sea of foreign flags in the city. California Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante is also a former member of Mecha. Now, here is the problem. Mecha, La Raza, for this Reconquista program, is being funded by foundations such as Ford Foundation. I called Ford Motor Company that said, that ain't ours. So they have complete disassociation with it. But they've also gotten money funneled through the CIA as well. Now, it seems kind of odd to me that we would have people in this country that are here illegally, number one, and then claim to have rights that only citizens of this country have under the Constitution. What rights do we have in Mexico? Try doing any of this in Mexico, and you probably wouldn't survive. By the way, before I bring up my guest today, Brooke Kelly, the founder of La Raza, José Angel Gutierrez, said the following: "We have an aging white America. They are dying. They are," and I'll use the correct, the nice term, "they are crapping in their pants with fear. I love it. We have a new machismo nation. We have got to eliminate the gringo. And what I mean by that, if the worst comes to worst, we have to kill them." Now, let me give you the short, skinny of true Mexican-American history. Let's make sure we're on the same page here. And not everybody gets this because our news media does not talk about it. We won't teach anything in school of true history. So all people do is sit around, watch the boob tube, and go, "Oh, well, isn't that terrible, these poor people?" I'm in agreement. But they need to straighten out their own country, not invade ours, and then claim that six or seven states belong to them, and we'll kill the gringos. If that's not racism, I don't know what is. I am not a racist. I have a good, healthy respect for Mexicans. They're very hardworking people. Most of them are very nice. But there's many of them that are not. And they have been robbing and looting and killing and muling drugs into this country. As I said, MS-13 is set up in every major city. Now you're seeing the fruition of that drug pipeline into the United States, because now the cartels down there are trying to trump each other and they're killing their competition off. On this very network webpage, I put some of the pictures of the other drug people, or just the people who resist the drug lords near the Mexican-United States border. They end up in the streets headless. They are killed. Here's a short Mexican history lesson. Mexico never owned the American Southwest. It was conquered by Spaniards, not Mexicans. At the time, the Mexicans themselves were Aztecs, and the Aztecs were conquered by the conquistadors, who were European. Then the conquistadors moved into the north, into Arizona, California, and New Mexico. The next Mexican incursion that didn't happen until Pancho Villa crossed the border in raiding parties and was promptly chased back by U.S. Army General John Pershing. If you think land should be returned to its original occupants, then we need to give it, to whomever. Comanches or the Hopi or the Zunis or whomever. Now, the Mexican government only controlled the American Southwest from 1821 until the Spanish withdrew in 1846, when Spain granted Mexico independence. Notice I said Spain granted Mexico independence. Even by today's fuzzy math, that's only 25 years. But here's the kicker. This was a deal. The U.S. paid Mexico $18.2 million for California by the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Now, so all this we're taking our land back nonsense regarding Mexicans owning California or Arizona or New Mexico is nothing more than a bucket full of whatever. It is not true. Now, and if you want to take the issue about taking land back, then the Indios of Mexico, who can trace their roots to the Aztecs and the Mayans, should immediately overthrow the corrupt government of Mexico City, and throw the Campaneros Espanolos out. So if you're a native-born American, be proud of that. After all, would you really want the politicos of Mexico City or their ilk to run California the way they've been running Mexico? I don't hear too many. See. Brooke Kelly, immediately after the break. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The ragtag band declaring independence.
All right, folks, we're back. I have Kelly, Brooke Kelly, with me online. Her website, simplyseekingfreedom.com. And Brooke, how do you bill yourself?
Hello, I'm on.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey. People have called me the Truth Fairy, and I noticed that you're really interested in the truth, too, because your slogan here looks like it says, because you can handle the truth.
Pretty much, yeah.
So I'm hoping to get the truth out here today. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, and from your perspective, you go right ahead.
Okay, so to say that that land was not owned by Mexico, you did admit that it was, you know, the conquistadors were there, they owned it, and it was Spanish owned. I mean, what do you think Mexico is? They started off, that's like saying just because they hadn't gotten their independence yet that they didn't own it is a fallacy. I mean, Marcos de Niza was exploring that area. If you look at the Mexican map, it goes all the way in 1847, all the way up to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And even by more recent accounts, at least, you know, we know they even owned parts of Utah and Nevada. So, I mean, now we're basically coming in and saying, oh, well, we got it last. You know, we're in charge now, so you just have to go back to where you came from all of a sudden. I just don't like...
All of a sudden, we didn't have any Mexicans in this country after that deal was made. We had relative peace with Mexico. We traded with them. Everything was fine. We allowed Mexican migrant workers to come up here and earn money picking, you know, whatever out of the fields and whatever, but they were nice enough because they were here on temporary work visas to go back home afterwards. So are you defending this thing that they own parts of Utah, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas?
At one time, they did own this land, and now we have gotten into a situation where we've got two cultures coming together with a border that lands somewhere between Utah and, you know, Mexico. But I think that people need to just accept that that is what's happened. If you live in that region, then you know that this culture is going to be a big influence there, and then we just need to focus on getting along and seeing what we can do to strengthen bond with these people.
All right, so if a bunch of communist Chinese want to pull the same crap and come into the country. Let me back up a little bit, because we've had Louis Farrakhan. You're familiar with that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's a Muslim, and he was making demands of the federal government that he wanted landmass inside the United States for Muslims, because there's a number of Muslims here, and we need to protect our ethnic heritage, and we want to worship the way we want to. So what we're going to do is demand certain states, and we don't care which, be turned over to us so we can have a nation state with inside the United States. I kind of see some similarities there.
Right. Well, they're also saying that we need to build a mosque at ground zero. I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't agree with it. I don't have a problem with people practicing that religion, but I don't think we owe them anything. I definitely think that we owe these Spanish people and these Mexican people.
I don't owe them nothing. What do I owe them?
The common courtesy of understanding that they once had this land undisputably, and that now we're living together, we're cohabitating, and we need to treat them like we treat any other white person.
They're not white.
But we need to treat them just like we would treat our brothers and sisters, our blood brothers and sisters. Why is that upsetting to you? Like, why is it such a fantastic claim that we step out of our, quote, American role for a second and understand where another culture... Imagine yourself in their shoes. I mean, how would you feel if that was your land and another nation just came in of a different color skin, of a different social cultures, and just started demanding that certain things happen with your space? Wouldn't you feel a little bit under attack?
Well, your website says simply seeking freedom. Whose freedom are you seeking?
I am seeking freedom for every person on this planet, unless they are a criminal and have a true criminal history and are violent in some way. I believe that their rights should be protected.
What rights?
They're God-given rights.
Oh, well, wait a minute. No, talk to the ACLU about that, because we had a separation of church and state thing back in the early 60s. And that's where that came from, that, well, there's separation of church and state. Well, wait a minute. That wasn't the first thing. We go back to the First Amendment. We allowed people to come here, and this was to prevent a state-operated or state-sanctioned an oligarchy of religion here in America. That's what that was about. It wasn't a separation of God and state, because I don't know if anybody really gets this or not. You know, all the things that we hold near and dear, like I can't go and rape you without getting in trouble, or if you were married, I couldn't go murder your husband, or I can't sit here and tell lies about you, because this just didn't osmotically rub off of some green moss-covered tree someplace. These are precepts that come right out of the Bible. So anyhow, that's a different topic. But so you're advocating here, and I just read you what these people are about and who's funding them and what their core ideology is. So you're prepared to give them Washington or Oregon or California or New Mexico or Arizona or Texas? You're prepared to give them to it?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, then after the break, we'll find exactly what Brooke Kelly wants for our companeros that are over here visiting, and by their ideology permanently, to take over part of the United States. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, Brooke, I'm going to not concede a point, but I'm not going to keep beating you up over it because, you know, it brings on many other things. We did the Louisiana Purchase in this country. We bought it from the French. It was once owned by the French, but I don't see a bunch of Frenchmen coming over through Louisiana and the bayous claiming that they still own it any more than Alaska that once belonged to the Russians. If I find 10,000 Russians camped in Alaska and they're saying, hey, this is our ancestral homeland, we're here to take it back.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the French because I actually grew up in southern Louisiana, and I was just telling Jet Lacey earlier that, you know, these people, these Cajun people and Creole people would get on welfare the same, and, you know, that cause, you could say they were causing problems or whatever, but no one was pointing fingers at anyone because everybody's white, and nobody noticed where anyone's heritage was from, whether they were French or not, because people spoke the same accent.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all this, but, you know, it's not a problem in my neck of the woods, but it's a huge problem here. And I have to say, I'm pretty offended by you trying to liken them to Muslim terrorists. You know, that's just completely, and people calling them illegal aliens, like they're aliens from another world. And
they are aliens.
They are not aliens. They are immigrants. They are friends. They are family. of people that I know. And, you know, for you to say they are robbing and killing people and doing
drugs. They are.
White people are robbing people and killing and doing drugs, too. Should we just kick out all white people from the country?
No, because they were born here. We throw them in prison. The unfortunate part is, rather than just ejecting these people that are not naturalized citizens, are not born in this country, we've got to throw them in prison first, and then we deport them. But that's on the taxpayer's dime. That's on the taxpayer's dime.
Well, we shouldn't have taken their land from them then.
Oh, geez, old Pete. Okay.
We've just got to share, man.
You know what you remind me of? I grew up in the 60s. You know, with peace, love, and dope, and bell-bottoms, and property is a crime, and let's just drop acid. You don't trust anybody over 30 because they're now part of the establishment. You don't trust the government. Well, it was one thing they had right. You don't trust the government because the government's just there to screw you. But when we ask the government to do something that is by law, by constitution, and this is where I have the problem. If you don't like the law, if you don't like the Constitution, well, then have a freaking revolution and throw out that government and set up whatever the hell you want to. Then we can all sing Kumbaya and smoke dope and just have a good time.
Well, we are in the middle of a revolution, and we are trying to do something about these problems, and we are the hippie revival. Thank you very much for quitting on us there, man. We're still working on it. We're still forging ahead, and we're still going to make big things happen, just like y'all set out to do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I didn't set out to steal anybody's property. I even remember the 60s, which many veterans of the 60s can't claim because they were too buzzed out. At any rate, I've got a load of callers for you, Brooke, so just hold on here.
Bring it on, baby.
Okay, we'll bring. By the way, I went through and I watched all your videos on your site and everything else. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, and you still like me?
You're on the air right now, aren't you?
Okay, then.
Okay. Let's go to Dave in Canada. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John.
Hi.
How are you today? Well, I'm as wound up because I listened to Brooke.
Uh-huh.
On Jet Show, and thank you for coming on. Brooke, I have a couple questions for you. Where have you traveled in this world?
I've been to 48 U.S. states and Canada and Mexico.
Well, you haven't been off the continent.
Not off the continent, no.
Hmm. You need an education, Brooke.
I have two college degrees, thank you very much. I'm educated. I've done my research here.
Not from your comments. Now, I'm not here to challenge you, but I think you better travel in Eastern Europe. I think you better travel in Europe, Asia, and a few other countries around and see what kind of rights, human rights, civil rights, what you talked out of both sides of your mouth today on Jet Show, that all of a sudden, oh, you believe that human rights and liberty rights and civil rights were all the same, except for people who were not doing anything illegal. Well, as far I live up in Canada, but my grandparents immigrated from Arkansas, so I'm basically immigranted. Now, they came over from Europe to the U.S., but everybody has to follow the laws. In Canada, you should travel up into Canada and see what kind of problems we have with the multiculturalism and the different factions that want to bring their country to ours.
It causes problems, doesn't it, Dave?
It's causing huge problems. Like, look at our one claim to fame. Look at our RCMP officers. A horseback, red uniform, hat, whole bit. Well, all of a sudden, the Indian population did whatever they had to do, and oh no, it was politically correct that they wear a turban on our horse now. That's not an RCMP officer. Look, when you assimilate to another country, you have to abide by their rules and regulations. Well, up here in Canada, oh, we're too politically correct. We can't hurt anybody's feelings. Everybody has a say. Well, that's not the way. I'm sorry, Brooke. You have to travel. Go around the world, and you try to claim your rights and everything in other countries. They'll lock you up. You try immigrating into South America or try to go into Mexico or any European country without the proper papers. You're thrown in jail.
I'm really sad to hear that. I didn't know that happened, but I mean...
Whoa. And from you saying the Mexicans should be able to take their country back or come back up into the U.S., we have a lot of immigrant pickers from Mexico come up. Hey, well, our country's bigger than yours, and we only have 10% of the population. But we have a lot of immigrant pickers come up, work, and they leave. Okay? There are proper channels for them to immigrate, but when you're talking about, oh, we shouldn't be so nasty about having these Mexicans come back, I don't hear you talking about Israel and the West Bank. What are they doing to those poor people over there?
That's another not necessarily another issue, because it still falls under that human rights thing.
Right.
Yeah. I got your point. Thank you, Dave, for your call. Would you like to respond to that?
It's terrible that this is going on in other countries, but for us to say that because everyone else is doing it, we should emulate that and not be concerned with the negative repercussions that it's having for the people who are having to go through this.
Brooke, you know, I laid this out at the beginning. These people are not interested in assimilating into this culture. They're interested in bringing their own culture and converting this country into whatever they deem is right.
That's a blanket statement.
Okay,
I went to one of the protests in Los Angeles, and I talked to Ramon Reyes, and he told me that he came here seeking to try to make his business into something large because he didn't have that opportunity in Mexico. They can only go so high up the chain. They're not allowed to own their own business and succeed in the way that we are in America.
Okay, so they see something convenient right next door to them, to the north, where they think they can do this. So that gives them the legal right, the moral authority to come up here and do this?
Look,
because they can't straighten out their own government in Mexico?
I already said earlier, I mean, if we have to agree that there's going to be a process by which they come into the country and work legally, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's the best option, but I would compromise on that. I would hear what you're saying and understand that that's important to you, and I would vote for your right to be able to have that done. But what I'm saying is, do not kick out these people who we've allowed to stay here for years and years and years.
Would it shock you? Well, here illegally, and just by virtue of the fact that I can suck face and bump uglies and drop my prodigy on this soil, that they're automatically American citizens? That's not right. I hear Jet laughing in the background. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of outrageous.
Well, I mean, it is, but it's true.
You're arguing in favor of a retroactive law that violates these people's rights. And
what rights they have? You keep going back to, and like I said, do the French have rights now to the Louisiana Purchase? Can they come back and reconquer, you know, New Orleans? Or can the Russians come back and reconquer Alaska?
No.
Okay. Well, it's...
But to those who have been living there, I mean, cut them a break. They're good people. You make these blanket statements like they're all bad and they're terrible. But, you know, aren't we concerned with our reputation in the world right now?
We have no reputation.
Right, so we need to be repairing it.
Well,
being friendly towards our neighbors.
I can be friendly. You heard me on Jet Lacy's show today. I had a friend, and he was and I'll tell you how good this guy was. He turned down a $235 million bribe from the guy that used to be over there in the Philippines by the name of Ferdinand Marcos. His charge was to get Ferdinand into Mexico. Ferdinand wanted to protect his assets, and he said to him, he said, look, he says, if you get all my assets into U.S. banks, I will give you $235 million. He told him no. He had done what, and the United States Department of Agriculture isn't supposed to be doing clandestine, let's move dictators out of one country and put them in another. But that was his charge. That's what he had done. But when it came down to the point of bribing him to move his assets into U.S. banks, he said absolutely no. But this guy, the reason I give you the background on the guy's honesty, this guy had actually gone to United States senators and U.S. congressmen, all assembled in Washington, D.C. He was on first-name basis with them. He could go and knock on their doors any given time. Got a minute? Yeah, come on in. Can you or I do that? No, we can't. But he said, look, and this was 20 years ago. He says, I see a problem down in Mexico. They have the same crime and corruption and have bought off politicians and everything else. And he said, the Mexican people are suffering. They deserve a break. I have a plan. I called it the Oil for Peace Program. And the United States government will make a deal with the Mexican government. We'll buy your commodity, specifically oil. Every drop that you want to sell to us, you want to send to the U.S., we will buy. With a proviso, the 20% right off the top goes right back into your government operations for schools, roads, bridges, anything else, water treatment facilities, purification plants, anything that you deem necessary for the infrastructure of your company, you will literally have billions of dollars. Did they take them up on it? No, they did not.
They didn't.
And we've got a problem here because people want to ignore the law, both our federal government and the fine people that are coming up from Mexico. I'm not saying that all these people are bad. I am. If you know anything about me, which you probably don't because it's the first time I heard of you today, Jet Lacy subbing for Ernie Hancock, I have said repeatedly on this program, I am not prejudiced against the Mexican people. They're a fine people. The only problem is that they broke the law. They came into this country. Our government turned a blind eye since we were striking these deals, since they had this idea that Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America, that we're just one great big happy family. Let's destroy the sovereignty and all the borders and the law. Let's just kill all of it. But this is what they were being promoted and told down in Mexico. Hey, look, if you can get into the U.S., you can go get a job. You know, bring up your people and, hell, 20 of you can live in a household and you can buy brand new trucks. That's what they do. I've seen it here in Texas. What did it for me, Brooke, when I was running this network and we were literally, we had no money whatsoever. My wife and I went to work for a housing a company down here in Texas that builds houses. And we went to clean their model homes. What did it for me was the day I walked out of one of those houses with a little vacuum cleaner and Windex in the other hand. And I stopped and I looked across the street. And houses were being built by illegals, taking American jobs, skilled labor jobs away because these people thought, hey, it's hell of a lot cheaper to hire these Mexicans than it is give this white guy or this black guy or an American that job. They took advantage of a people that they knew that they didn't have legal standing. They underpaid them, overworked them, and a whole host of other things. Oh, by the way, the crap load of that money went right back into the Mexican economy. It didn't even circulate here. They didn't pay any taxes. The money didn't stay here. But yet they were displacing Americans out of jobs in their own country. What the hell is up with that? We still have millions of Americans that are unemployed right now. That Mexicans, illegals, are still occupying those jobs.
It's because they offer better rates.
Oh, God.
If I have a job that needs to get done, I'm going to go with the one who's the lowest bidder. And
well,
I should have a right to do that.
You should have a right to hire an illegal. I'd rather see your ass in jail for doing that because that's the law.
Ooh.
Ooh. But I'm sorry.
What we really need to look at here, and you said this earlier yourself, that why do they have to snoop into every aspect of our private lives? Why are they doing that? That's completely tied into what's going on right here because they've got this national ID that they're going to force people to take, whether they like it or not. And this is not Mexican people only. This is all people. It's got an RFID chip in it, a biometric identifier.
I know what it is.
That's got a GPS on it. They
I
can
understand.
Track you anywhere
so
you go.
So we're going to get out of this national ID card by granting sanctuary and citizenship to 25 million illegal people.
You need to understand the implications of what you're advocating here.
Yeah, I understand completely what
I'm
advocating.
I was driving back through that area on I-10 coming back from Los Angeles last year, mm-hmm. from Mexico actually last year, and I got arbitrarily pulled over, probably because I was driving a bright yellow convertible Mustang, and they just thought, that looks like she's probably irresponsible.
No, it looked like a hot chick in a convertible is what it looked like. But anyhow.
Wanted to see what was going on inside my car. They had their drug dogs all up inside. They broke things in my car. Mm-hmm. They treated me like a criminal when mm-hmm. I had done nothing. Mm-hmm. Are you in favor of this?
No, but let me ask you a question. Why is that on I-10? And why is that not being done on the border?
Because they have extended the border out of 50 to 100 miles.
Yes, they have.
And they've got a no-rights zone there where your Constitution does not protect you driving down America Highway.
Bingo, and that's the buffer between the United States and Mexico, just to give them a little bit more leniency. Why should we have checkpoints 50 or 100 miles inside the Mexican border when the problem is emanating from the U.S. and Mexican border?
Don't you agree? I mean, that's the New World Order that's going on right now. That's in effect.
The New World Order is laughing up its sleeve and are going, man, we need more people like Brooke here. Because what they want to cause is consternation. They want to cause conflict within a country, and that's what we have. So
they do want to cause conflict. That's exactly what they're doing. It's called conquer
aiding,
and divide, my
you're
friend.
You're aiding and abetting it.
Conquer and divide, and we need to conquer and divide by coming together.
No, you're capitulating is what you're doing, and you think you're freedom fighting. Therein lies the difference. We'll continue with Brooke Kelly. She's got a lot of guts coming on this program, folks. I will give her that. Please be kind with her. We've got many callers that want to talk to you. We'll take this break, and we'll be right back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government.
But truth, like freedom, isn't free.
The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Oh, what's happening here is very clear. The man with the shiny badge, he's going to pull over to blonde-haired, blue-eyed people and demand their papers. Well, do we demand papers of people that are coming in from foreign countries to check them out to make sure that they're not criminals? This is what Mexico has as far as their law about illegal immigrants or aliens.
Ooh.
Mexico has a single streamline law that ensures that foreign visitors and immigrants are in the country legally, have the means to sustain themselves economically, not destined to be burdens on society, of economic and social benefit to society, of good character and have no criminal record, and contributors to the general well-being of the nation. The law also ensures that immigration authorities have record of each foreign visitor. Foreign visitors do not violate their visa status. Foreign visitors are banned from interfering in a country's internal politics. Foreign visitors who enter under false pretenses are imprisoned or deported. Foreign visitors violating the terms of their entry are imprisoned or deported. Those who aid in illegal immigration will be sent to prison. Now, who could disagree with such a law? Mexican government doesn't. The United States is the only country criticized for defending borders from illegal immigrants. And Mexico, which annually deports more illegal aliens than the United States does, they have much to teach us about immigration laws. Let's go back to the phones here. Jim in Florida. You're on with Brooke Kelly.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Brooke, I hate to say it, but your song only has one note. I appreciate your position, but you need to step back and get a good look at the whole picture. You need to look at the other side of the fence. You need to find out what it is that is driving these people out of Mexico and forcing them to come to America. You're not thinking about, well, what about all these women that come up here and are forced into prostitution? What about these men and women who come here and have to leave their families in Mexico? They're coming here for economic reasons. They can't be with their families. They can't be with their husbands and wives and children. They're here to eke out a living, send money back to help support them back there. What is the reason? What is driving this? Hey, you need to do some research. And the first thing you need to do is listen to Republic Broadcasting Network every day.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Are you giving me a homework assignment?
I think he is.
You think you're the truth fairy? Republic Broadcasting is the truth fairy, okay? These people that are on here have done their research. There is a plethora, or a plethora, however you want to pronounce that, of information if you want to dig in and find out what the real truth is. The truth about Mexico is all economics, and it was done on purpose. Now, I was born and raised in Colorado. I spent a lot of time all over the Southwest. My wife right now is from Nicaragua. I just got back from Nicaragua. I was down there for 3 weeks. I know the Mexican people. I love the Mexican people. I love all of the Central American people, and I have a lot of friends from Colombia. I worked in Miami. I was a police officer. I know the Cubans over there. I know what happened to them when they came here. There is so much information that you're missing, that you don't understand.
Enlighten me.
All right. I'll tell you what, Jim, hang on, because we're at the top of the hour here. Brooke Kelly is my guest. The website, simplyseekingfreedom.com. And all you callers, we'll get to all your calls. Please do not go anywhere. We'll get to you right after the top of the hour break.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Introducing the new